Good morning, Rav Simcha Yehuda Mehichas Shabbos, Klal Yudalad. And we're learning Simchas, just talking about milking. I do want to point out that we raised this question. The Chayyim points out that squeezing out the milk from the animal into food is questionable because the animal is not food. There's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif in this regard. Just we mentioned that point, just clarify that point. This whole discussion that the Chayyim is concerned about the possibilities of the Raisa and not use the Heter Mashke Malachal, he explains in the Shmasadim, it's because he feels it's analogous to the case of Boiser, to the unripe fruit, which is not edible. But on Yom Tov, where a person can shech the animal has a status of Malachal, so one can be more lenient in regards to the process of milking to rely on going into an eichel. We still have the other concern that it has to be a true act of going into an eichel, which either it's there to actually benefit the food, or alternatively it's there and it's absorbed primarily into the food. Moving on to Simon Tess, so you have a situation where a woman needs to relieve milk. So a child's allowed to nurse from the mother on Shabbos. Obviously, in a scenario where that's life-threatening, the child, that's the only source of sustenance for the child. So we're not going to endanger the child's life. And when the child is allowed to suckle from the mother and receive its sustenance to keep it alive. But what about a scenario where the child no longer needs it? It's not necessary. The child is eating other food, etc. Is the child allowed to continue to nurse from the mother? The answer is yes. This is the quintessential act of Derech Achila, it does not go into the Malacha of Schita and its Mutter. But it's an area where a woman wants to express the milk, and not for the purpose, not directly into the child, but rather the child right now is not hungry, but the woman has milk and she doesn't want to, she needs to relieve the milk because of pain, so she wants to relieve the milk and store it to have for the child. The next time the child needs, she has extra milk available. So doing that, a person is squeezing out the milk, usually through some type of a pump, to use the milk. That'll be skita deraisa. And there will be an issa deraisa to do so. If you have a scenario where the child will not absorb milk except through this process, and again, if it's life-threatening for the child, it's going to be mutter because of the concern of sakana. But if it's that to express the milk into a bottle to give to a child who does not need it, we're dealing with this deraisa, and one cannot do so. What would be a solution for that problem? So using a hand pump is a malacha deraisa by doing so. Using an electric pump, putting the pump on the body, and then the pump, turning on the pump, is again a malacha deraisa. Besides the concern of using electricity, one is the act of the machine is like one's act when a person turns on the machine. So the malacha deraisa of schid is taking place. If a person puts the machine onto the body before the machine is on, and the machine is on a timer, so that's considered a grama. The time a woman attaches the machine to her body, it's not doing anything. And then shortly thereafter, the machine turns on its own because it's set on a timer. So she's not involved. She's not involved in the process of expressing the milk once the machine starts. So what she did is a groma. A groma is mutter and makam of tzaruch. So we can rely on that as a situation, as a way for a woman to express milk to give the child which needs it, but it's not life-threatening. A woman just needs to relieve the milk. She has pain. She does not necessarily need to save the milk. She just wants to get it out. So what's going to be mutter in that situation? So the Chayyim says the following: Isha she meets the eris mirayv cholov shebedadeha, woman who is in pain because of the significant amount of milk which is building up. Mazeres lahitziyah cholov ala karka, she can express the milk directly onto the ground. Does have malachos and tzricha legufa, because therefore it's considered malachos and tzricha legufa. We mentioned that arguably it's even less of a concern than malachos and tzricha legufa. It doesn't have a status of a malach at all. The act of expressing to throw it away immediately, it goes directly to ibud, is not an act of schita at all. But also the Kabbalah Chola Bechlik Litan Latinuk. Obviously, woman cannot catch the milk to give to the child. Elim Kain Atinuk Chola Masukin Umasukin. The child is ill, and this is necessary for the child's life. There was certain types of illnesses that if they would women would express milk directly onto it, it would be beneficial. These were not Malacha's life-threatening situations. She can't do that. She's using the milk. If a woman wants to express the milk, that should go to Ibud. So she'll put it into the container which comes out in the pump and then throw it away. That's not good enough. Because when she caught it, it was still usable. And the heter over here is, we're saying, is beyond the enesich l'gufa, that you don't plan to use it, but you're immediately taking it out in a way which it's not usable. That's not the malach of skita. So a woman can put some type of soap or something into the cup that the milk goes into, so as soon as the milk comes out, it mixes with the soap and becomes unusable, and that's the equivalent of going leibur onto the karka. A woman could ask a non-Jew to relieve her milk. The non-Jew could place the pump on the woman and do the process, and that would be mutter mir lakim, to remove her pain of the milk is also going to be mutter. Have a good day.